White House asserts executive privilege over 200 Hunter, Joe Biden records. By Wendell Hasebo on August 31, 2023. The White House asserted executive privilege over 200 records housed at the National Archives, NARA, concerning Hunter Biden's business interactions with the office of the vice president during the Obama administration, according to America First Legal, AFL, on Wednesday. America First Legal launched a lawsuit to obtain records from NARA encompassing communications between January 2011 and December 2013 with the name of Hunter Biden's company, Rosemont Seneca. In response to AFL's records request, NARA refused to release the records, admitting the disclosure would reveal confidential advice between then-Vice President Joe Biden and White House advisors. NARA did provide 861 records that apparently did not fall under executive privilege. Release would disclose confidential advice between the president and his advisors, or between such advisors, NARA told AFL in response to its records request. NARA also consistently refuses to provide lawmakers any information about Joe Biden's email aliases Robert Peters, Robin Ware, and J.R.B. Ware. The scope of emails requested by AFL encompassed some of Hunter Biden's earliest business ventures with Rosemont Seneca Partners, an entity associated with Devin Archer, Eric Schwerin, CCP-like entities, and Chae Feng, who Hunter Biden identified as the super chairman. Through the super chairman, Hunter Biden formed a joint venture, VHR Partners, in which Hunter Biden's company, ScaniAtlas LLC, held a 10% equity stake. VHR Partners is co-owned by the state-controlled Bank of China and still boasts billions of allocated capital around the globe. Hunter Biden conveyed his stake in BHR Partners to his lawyer Kevin Morris, Breitbart News exclusively reported in April. In 2017, Devin Archer conveyed his stake in BHR Painters to his wife. The emails released by AFL on Wednesday show Hunter Biden in 2011 involved himself in planning a state dinner for Chinese officials at the White House just months before he traveled to the country to begin forming the relationships to launch BHR Partners. Additional emails released by AFL reveal just how frequently Hunter Biden and his business associates used their direct line of communications to contact then-Vice President Joe Biden's office. Rosemont Seneca employees obtained information about White House guest lists, seating assignments, and official events, such as the 2013 Turkey State Luncheon, the 2014 France State Dinner, and the 2012 United Kingdom State Dinner. These records provide even more evidence that no daylight existed between Hunter Biden's foreign business dealings and the office of the vice president during the Obama administration, said Jean Hamilton, America First Legal vice president and general counsel. The evidence accumulating against the Biden family's malfeasance is staggering. The recent trove of emails also contradicts Joe Biden's claims of an absolute wall between the personal and private, and the government. Joe Biden said the wall is why I have never talked with my son or my brother, or anyone else in the distant family about their business interests, period. When a reporter recently asked the White House if it is confident that Hunter Biden stopped selling access to Joe Biden, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre refused to answer. That is a question for Hunter Biden and his representatives, she replied. According to a recent poll, a strong plurality of voters believe Hunter Biden funneled millions of dollars to Joe Biden in a long-running scheme to profit off of his position. 45% believe Joe Biden received millions, while just 31% of voters do not believe the elaborate payments occurred, a 14-point difference. 24% are not sure. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.